referring back to our first public hearing, which was conditional use number 2418 Nanticoke Indian Association.
Any comments on this?
No.
I think it's too bad they had to come back, to tell you the truth.
I agree.
I have a motion. I don't know if you...
You ready for it?
Yeah.
Okay.
If you're inclined to act on it.
Yes.
And if I can read what I typed. So the motion is that the commission move recommendation of approval of conditional use number 2418 for the Nanticoke Indian Association to amend condition number one of existing conditional use number 1018 by deleting that condition for the following reasons. One, the Nanticoke Indian Association operates its Nanticoke Indian Cultural Community Center at the location. This center offers a variety of services to the association and the community in general, including a food bank, a community center, heritage, and cultural activities. Two, this use was approved by conditional use number 1018 in 1992, but with condition number one, which stated that it shall be limited to a 20 by 50 foot addition to the existing structure. Three, this center exists in a building that is about 75 years old and has served the association well, but an update and renovation of the building at its site is needed. Four, in the 75 years that this building has been in use and in the 30 years since conditional use number 1018 was approved, much has changed in this area of Sussex County. For instance, there are now several businesses in the area, and there are multiple different residential business and commercial zoning districts in the area. Also, DelDOT is now designated Route 24 as a major collector road. It is also now in the coastal area under the county's comprehensive land use plan. Under all these circumstances, condition number one of conditional use number 1018 is no longer necessary or appropriate. Five, with the elimination of this condition, the association will be able to renovate and expand its existing building to enable it to install new restrooms, a new food bank, flex space for children areas and classrooms, a new commercial kitchen, and renovated office and computer workspace areas. Six, DelDOT stated that the expansion of the building will have a negligible impact on traffic in the area. Seven, there was no opposition to this application. And eight, condition number one of conditional use number 1018 should be deleted in its entirety. There is no need for a limitation on the building size. It will still be governed by the relevant parking, stormwater management, access, and setback requirements that will govern the site and the new building. Additionally, any new building will be subject to site plan review and approval by the Planning and Zoning Commission.
Thank you, Mr. Robertson. So moved.
Second the motion.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 2418 for the reasons and with stipulations stated in the motion. Ms. Wingate, how do you vote?
Yes.
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Okay, Mr. Mears?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Mr. Collins?
Yes, for the reasons and with the conditions stated in the motion.
Mr. Butler?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
And the chair votes yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion. The motion carries 5-0. Thank you. Okay, our next public hearing was subdivision 2022-33, Wilson's Landing.
Oh, let's see. Mr. Chair, is there any more discussion on this? I can make out the lunch tonight.
Yeah. The buffers.
Well, the buffers, yeah. And then there's a possible cemetery?
Yeah.
Well, I think they addressed the cemetery, that they knew they need to protect it.
Yeah, they've got...
I think we should have, as we discussed, buffers by the neighboring houses.
Absolutely.
Not everywhere, just increase it to 30 by the...
I think it's Springfield.
Yeah, because it's really tight to the back of a couple.
Yeah, those houses sit right on top of the road,
yeah.
And then this property is right on their back. And there, a couple of them have, like, garages. I'm sure they work on cars or whatever in there, so it could be a potential problem for the people that are buying the lot behind them. And the, according to this plan, the septics are shown right up against the backs of those houses, so.
Right.
So that's, I agree completely.
Yeah.
So 30-foot buffers, and then I personally feel like they need to have some kind of alternate access. Obviously not the DelDOT, but the one like we've been requiring, because
the emergency.
Yes, and there's only one road going in on each side, and they're quite lengthy, so if something did happen and they lost access to it, could be a potential problem.
Unfortunately, they'll have to reduce the size of two lots in order to accommodate that, right? Because of the way that
especially with the septics, you move those buffers in.
Yeah, he'll figure it out.
Yep. So, okay. No further discussion on that?
Nope.
Okay.
All good.
Mr. Chair, what's the number here? I'm so confused. With regards to 2022-33, Wilson's Landing, I make a motion to defer for further consideration.
I second.
So moved and seconded to defer action on subdivision 2022-33, Wilson's Landing. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next public hearing was conditional use number 2414 Justice Boys Property, LLC.
Any further discussion on this one?
I just wish they'd applied for a landscaping business instead of contractor's office and storage. Yeah.
That's why I was so confused.
Yeah, it was really confusing.
And when I pulled up there, there's two signs up on the building already, and I snapshot it, but then I couldn't, my photo wasn't clear, so I couldn't even read what
the business is for. Contractor, but it should have been more specific.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Okay.
Yeah, based on what they said, there'll probably be a hybrid of our contractor office and storage and landscaping type conditions.
So. Okay.
I don't remember. Did he say how many cars they were going to have? I think he said it was quite a few.
There was a lot there when I pulled in, and I asked that question. He said 15.
Yeah, 15, he said.
Yeah. But then he said that when the office is done in the back, they're living in that house that's in the back right now. There was kids running around everywhere when I was there. But so that's going to become the office, and then they're going to do parking back there for that landscape business is what I understood.
Well, I know I have to have a site plan. I don't have to go through a site plan, so we'll get a chance to see all that.
Yeah. That was a tricky corner, though, that gentleman that spoke.
Yeah.
Okay. Mr. Chair, with regards to conditional use number 2414 Justice Boys Properties, LLC, I make a motion to defer for further consideration.
Second.
Moved and seconded to defer action on conditional use number 2414 Justice Boys Property, LLC. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next public hearing was conditional use number 2422 Garden Estates Incorporated.
So Mr. Butler asked me to take a look at a motion on this one. This one actually seemed really, when he cut through it, really similar to the Nanticoke one, because that's why I asked that question about really just changing that one condition. The other thing is, you know, like on warehousing and stuff, the commission typically, well, not typically, sometimes puts, you know, like hours or whatever, but it sounds like it's at least potentially going to be used by plant retrievers, which doesn't, and the ordinance doesn't have any hours or anything, so it just doesn't seem like it would be more restrictive than that. So let me read this motion and see if you all are good with it. It's pretty straightforward. It's Mr. Butler's motion that the commission recommend approval of conditional use number 2422 Garden Estates Incorporated to amend existing conditional use number 1094 by amending that conditional use for the following reasons. Under conditional use number 1094, a wholesale and retail facility for the sale of nursery products is permitted at this location and it has been utilized that way for years. Two, this application seeks to add the ability to install warehousing in the form of two new warehouse buildings at the rear of the property. The current conditions of conditional use number 1094 do not permit warehousing. Three, in the 30 years since conditional use number 1094 was approved, much has changed in this area of Sussex County. For instance, there are now several businesses in the area, including eight other conditional uses within 1 mile of the location. An addition of existing warehousing on this site is appropriate at this location. Four, the applicant has stated that the warehousing may be used by the existing landscaping business or by third parties. Five, Delta has stated that the expansion will have a negligible impact on traffic in the area. Six, there was no opposition to this application. And seven, condition number six of conditional use number 1094 should be amended to add warehousing as a permitted use. It will still be governed by the relevant parking, stormwater management, access, and setback requirements that will govern the site and the new building, as well as all agency approvals. Additionally, any new building will still be subject to site plan review and approval by the Planning and Zoning Commission. You all good with that?
Any need to say?
Motion.
Wait, hold on. Can we add access to the rear of the buildings?
Well, that'll be dealt with on the site plan review, so that's already built into that. So,
sounds good. That's my motion.
Yep. Do we need to add no office space in the warehouses, or are we good with the motion as is?
That's up to you all. We can add that if you want. Yeah.
It's up to you. Those things tend to happen.
Yeah, I'm in agreement with you, Bruce. Add that.
Brian likes that one.
I'm just wondering if they're gonna have goats out there.
Yeah.
No, we're gonna leave it alone. No, I mean, that's up That's your
motion.
It's your motion. Are you making that a part of your motion?
Yeah, let's add it in there, Vince.
Okay, so.
Make it have the option to add where our office space.
So you want the office space, okay.
No office space.
No office space.
No office space.
No office space. It's storage only.
Yeah, okay.
The only thing I see if there's two different people using it.
Well,
guess it doesn't.
Those things can turn into little businesses if we don't regulate it.
That's very true.
Yeah.
No office space.
So I'll add a sentence at the end of that seventh condition. There shall not be any new office space within the warehouse uses, and the building shall be limited to warehousing only.
Thank you.
Let's make it storage and warehousing only. So, yeah. Yep.
That's our motion.
That's my motion.
I second the motion.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 2422, Garden Estates Incorporated, for the reasons with stipulations stated in the motion. Ms. Wingate, how do you vote?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Mayors.
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Collins.
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Butler.
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in this motion.
And the chair votes yes for the reasons and stipulations stated in the motion. The motion carries 5-0.
Nice.
The next public hearing was conditional use number 2427, Joshua L. Wharton.
Any more discussion on this one?
No.
Cut and dry.
Just another basic landscape business.
Got his hand slapped for running a business for 25 years without it.
Yeah.
Been doing it for 25 years.
Yeah.
I guess I finally caught up with him.
Also, I've definitely been to nurseries before where they're further back in more remote places than that one is that do retail sales. So.
I know. I was surprised he didn't take you up on that offer, on that suggestion because that, Okay. Mr. Chair, with regards to conditional use number 2427, Joshua L. Wharton, I make a motion to defer for further consideration.
Second the motion.
It's moved and seconded to defer action on conditional use number 2427, Joshua L. Wharton. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that completes our agenda for the evening. Is there anything else for the good of the order, Mr. Whitehouse?
Just one reminder, if I could be, please, Mr. Chairman, we have that extra meeting in the middle of July. We are about to run legal ads, so this is the additional meeting on Wednesday, July 17th. That will be an earlier start time than normal. We'll be starting at 1 p.m. if that still works for the commission.
Sure.
Okay. We'll be here, actually, so we explored a venue. We will be here, and we will be providing additional seating in the basement for that meeting to supplement the meeting.
I wondered how we were going to do that.
Okay. Just one other thing.
Yes, sir.
We did get an appeal, I think I told you this before, on the Lorraine Brown Victory Lane subdivision application. We had a scheduling conference with the judge who sits with the county council. The hearing on that, I think, is June 18th, I want to say. Anyhow, so she submitted a really short sort of opening statement, and actually tomorrow we're going to file just our, you know, support for the denial, and then we'll have the, I don't think the hearing's going to be very long or very complicated, you know, so.
Then we only asked her to provide a survey, correct?
Well, there was issues with it, you know, it was denied because it would all been in a survey, but she couldn't say clearly that she owned the road or that what easement rights she had in the road or whether she could burden the road with further subdivision of her own property. Nobody really could confirm, you know, who maintained the road. The other thing was that, and I know Mr. Wheatley might have said it in this instance, I know you kind of did, as I recall, and you said it before, you know, she, in fairness, she said, look, I'm just trying to create a lot for my daughter, which is admirable. I mean, you still have to make a record. But the problem is she and her daughter both could sell those properties or whatever could happen. And then, you know, the issue is we've created potentially a problem amongst all the people out there. You know, just
fix
so
it.
Anyhow,
fix
that,
it
just
now.
Fix it. Yeah,
fix
get it,
it
squared away.
There was a record of her neighbors having concerns about
it. Oh, yeah, there was yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
there was a farmer that had
concern
and several property owners. Yeah. About it as well. So. So anyhow, we'll see how that goes. I just
configuration of how she was proposing to subdivide might have been a problem, right? Because of the way that.
Yeah, and it probably, unfortunately, somewhere along the lines, it seemed like she got some bad advice from somebody. You know, and the fact that somebody must have told her that she could appear on her own. You know, this wasn't that straightforward. If she'd at least had her surveyor here, for example, some of those questions could have been answered or whatever. So, anyhow.
Okay.
Yeah. Yep.
When is that?
Anything else for the good of the order?
What's that?
When is the hearing?
It's, well, it's county council, but I think it's June 18th. Yeah.
I like to watch that stuff.
I know I get texts from Mr. Mears right after. So far, he hasn't lit me up on any. But
I've always complimented you.
I know.
So what was that?
The email that we all got with the results from the, because I did watch council this week, but I appreciated them sending that in. That was my mistake, but I can continue.
Yeah, if you could keep doing that.
Well, that'd be great.
So it was an email, and it was,
I don't think I got it, but I sure like to.
Because
you probably sent it to my PNZ email.
I'll have to look at that someday. Love that. That's why I watch, so I know.
Yeah.
I can quit watching if we're getting an email update on what council does. You know?
Thank you.
That's why I watch.
I'll make sure to include you guys then, going forward.
Anything else for good of the order? If not, we stand adjourned, peace and harmony prevailing.
I thought you were going to.